Welcome back, and today we're making something seriously useful for Old School Jungle and DNB, a VHS rave riser with Rethel DJ Tool Energy in Ableton Live 12. Now this is not just about making a build-up that goes whoosh and then drops. In Jungle and Old School DNB, a riser has a job. It has to push the phrase forward, add tension, suggest movement, and do all of that without stepping on the kick, snare, or sub. And for this lesson, we're going after that worn tape, late night warehouse dub feeling, slight pitch drift, grainy saturation, unstable stereo, and that smeared, colorful pre-drop vibe that sounds like it's been copied off a VHS of a rave tape. Let's build it from the ground up. First, create a new MIDI track and load a synth like Waveatable, Operator, or Analog. If you want the cleanest starting point with the most control, Waveatable is a great choice. We want a simple source before we get into the color. Start with one oscillator. A saw wave works really well here. A pulse or square can also be strong, if you want a slightly more hollow or old digital edge. Keep the level controlled, maybe around minus 10 to minus 6 dB to start, because we're going to add a lot of character later. If you want a little more motion, add a second oscillator quietly and attune it just a touch. Don't overdo the thickness. In DNB, especially Jungle, the riser needs harmonic body, but it should still leave room for the drums and sub to hit hard at the drop. Next, bring in a low-pass filter and start it fairly low, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Then automate that filter open over the riser length so it reaches up into the 8 to 12 kHz zone. By the end, that movement gives you the classic build energy, but the key is to keep the early part restrained so the rise feels like it's expanding, rather than just already being wide open from the start. For the envelope, use a fast attack and a release that fits the tail you want. If you want a tight DJ tool style transition, keep the release short, maybe around 100 to 300 milliseconds. If you want more of a dramatic wash, let it breathe a little longer, but be careful not to make it too roomy or you'll blur the drop. Now think about phrase length. In this style, 2 bars is often the sweet spot. At 170 to 174 BPM, a 2-bar riser gives enough time for the color to evolve without sounding overcooked. 1 bar works if you need a quick switch. 4 bars can work if the arrangement is sparse, but for a VHS rave vibe, 2 bars usually hits that perfect middle ground. You can either hold one MIDI note and automate the pitch up over the phrase, or program a rising note movement if you prefer. A rise of about 7 to 12 semitones is a good range, depending on how dramatic you want it. If your synth allows it, you can also use a slow pitch envelope or clip automation for a smoother climb. Now here's where the VHS character really starts to happen. We want a little instability, not a cartoon wobble. Add subtle pitch drift or modulation to the synth if you can. Keep it tiny. Think 0.05 to 0.20 semitones of motion, with a very slow LFO rate. That gives you the feeling of tape being slightly unstable, like the signal is warping under heat or pressure. If you're resampling the synth to auto, which I do recommend for more control, you can also use stock effects after the fact. Frequency shifter is great for this if you keep it very subtle. Even a tiny amount can smear the tone and make it feel less pristine. Chorus ensemble can also help if you use it lightly, because it adds that worn stereo shimmer without turning the sound into a huge obvious chorus effect. A really effective trick is to automate a slight pitch sag at the start of the riser, then let it correct upward near the end. That imperfect movement feels much more like tape behavior than a clean EDM sweep. It's one of those tiny details that gives the sound personality. Next, we're going to dirty up the midrange. This is huge for Old School DNB. The color of the transition usually lives in the mids and upper mids, not in the sub. Drop in saturator and try a drive of around plus 2 to plus 8 dB. Use soft clip if needed, and always match the output so you're hearing the color, not just a louder version of the same thing. Before or after that, use EQ8 to keep the low end out of the way. High pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That's important. You do not want the riser fighting the kick and sub. If you need more urgency, a gentle boost around 1.5 to 4 kHz can help. If it gets too sharp, tuck away any harsh peak in the 2.5 to 6 kHz range. If you want a rougher VHS edge, try redux sparingly. You don't need full lo-fi destruction. Just a little downsampling or bit reduction can add that grainy tape feel. The goal is texture, not digital collapse. In DNB, too much grit can make the transition sound messy instead of powerful. If you want extra density, drum bus can work well too, especially on the resampled audio. Use it lightly. A little crunch can give the riser that boxy older character that fits jungle and old school vibes, but avoid adding too much boom. The point is to color the mids, not create a fake low end swell. Now let's shape the stereo image. This part matters a lot, because a good riser should feel focused at first and then open up right near the end. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. Use utility to control width. You can start close to mono, then automate it wider toward the final part of the rise. Something like 0 to 50% width at the start, then opening out toward 110 to 130% near the release if needed. The key is to keep the first half stable and let the stereo movement arrive late. That's much more effective than making it wide too early. Auto pan can also help if you keep it subtle. Use a slow rate and a small amount of movement so it feels like motion rather than an obvious effect. Chorus ensemble can add a little VHS smear in the stereo field, but again, keep it restrained. We want unstable, not blurry, and always check mono. If the riser disappears too much in mono, don't just make it wider. Instead, bring back harmonic content and reduce the stereo trickery. In real-world DNB systems, mono compatibility matters more than people think, especially when the rest of the track is already busy. Now let's make it feel more like it belongs in a jungle tune. Add a very quiet break fragment or atmosphere underneath the riser. It could be a chopped amen slice, a reversed snare ghost, vinyl noise, tape hiss, or a little room tone. Filter it hard. High pass it. Keep the transient content soft so it acts like ghost energy instead of becoming a second drum loop. This is one of the best ways to make the transition feel like part of the tune's ecosystem. In old school jungle, transition effects often feel connected to the break itself. They don't just float on top, they feel woven into the arrangement. Now for the final third of the riser, we're going to do a little tape eats the signal automation. This is where the VHS rave personality gets locked in. Automate a small increase in saturator drive near the end. Add a bit more resonance if you're using a filter. You can even automate a quick burst of redux or a tiny frequency shifter move right before the drop. Just a little destabilization. That's the point. The sound should feel like it's losing control for a moment before the hit lands. A really nice move is to add a narrow boost around 2 to 4kHz on the last beat, then cut it hard with the drop. That creates a little flash of color right before everything snaps shut. It gives the listener a final hit of tension without muddying the mix. If you're building this as a DJ tool, keep the tail short and usable. A great riser in this style should work in a mix, not just in a solo arrangement. So once the sound is dialed in, resample it to audio. This gives you much more control over the final performance shape. After resampling, trim and fade the start and end carefully. If the timing feels a little loose, warp it only as much as necessary. Don't stretch it into ugly artifacts unless that sound is part of the design. Often the best move is just to print the motion and then do small edits on the audio clip. And this is where you can make alternate versions. Make one clean version for mixdowns. Make one colored version with saturation and width movement. Then make a degraded VHS version with a little more drift, smear, and grit. In real DNB production, having multiple intensity levels is gold, because different transitions need different amounts of drama. Now think about arrangement. Place the riser where it actually serves the track. In a jungle tune, that might be the last two bars before the first drop, or the space before a switch from a full break to a halftime pattern. In an outro, it can help the next track mix in with tension. In a roller, it might be quieter and more textural so it doesn't overpower the groove. Remember, in this style, the riser should support the phrasing. If the bass line has call and response, try to place the riser in the response gap. That way it adds momentum without competing with the main motif. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, too much low end. High pass early and stay disciplined. Second, widening too soon. Let the stereo bloom happen late. Third, making it too clean. If it sounds like a polished modern preset, add tiny imperfections, a little drift, a little saturation, a little roughness. Fourth, letting it drown the drums. If that happens, simplify the harmonic content before you just turn it down. A great advanced mindset here is to think of the riser as a mix translation layer. It's not just a ramp. It helps the listener feel the room, the tape, and the transition between sections. The strongest VHS rave risers are often built from small imperfections stacked together, not one giant dramatic effect. So here's a quick practice challenge. Make three versions of the same 2-bar riser in Ableton Live 12. One clean, one with saturator and EQ8 for club color, one with subtle redux or frequency shifter for a degraded VHS version. Then place all three before a drop at 170 to 174 BPM. Compare how they interact with the kick, snare, and sub, and mono check each one. Choose the one that feels strongest without masking the drop. That's the winner. If you want to go even deeper, save the chain as an audio effect rack preset so you can reuse it in future jungle and DNB sessions. That's how you build speed in a production workflow while keeping your sound consistent. So the big takeaway is this: build the source clean, add VHS character through small imperfections, keep the low end out, let the stereo open late, and make the whole thing serve the arrangement. Do that, and your riser stops being just an effect. It becomes a proper old-school DNB transition tool with tape-warped attitude. Alright, now it's your turn. Build one, print it, and make it feel like it came straight off a smoky warehouse tape.